Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Nicole Wood, the CEO and co-founder of Ama La Vida. Ama La Vida is an innovative career, life, health, and leadership coaching company located in Chicago, Illinois, with a mission to help people love what they do. Ama La Vida helps you craft your own vision for success and find work that's personally fulfilling and aligned with who you are. And Nicole, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much for having me.
And you're more than welcome, and looking forward to hearing all about your company. So for starters, why did you make a career transition to begin with and pursue your coaching business full time?
Yeah, it's a great question. And it kind of goes back a while before I actually made the decision to go full time with the business, when I was making my first career transition out of management consulting. So I was a consultant first thing out of undergrad, worked there for a handful of years. And like most consultants who are on a plane twice a week and working tons of hours, I burned out and I knew I didn't want to be there forever, but I had no clue what I wanted to do next. But luckily, at the same time, I had been promoted and my company had given me a leadership coach. And I'll be honest, I was pretty skeptical. I didn't really know what that was. I wasn't really sure it was going to be valuable for me. And so I went into it pretty cautiously, but I found it so helpful and so transformative, and was just shocked by that and thinking, why doesn't everyone have access to this? And if my employer hadn't paid for it, I never would have invested in it for myself. And so that idea kind of stuck with me as I left consulting, worked in the startup world for a while, and then eventually had this vision to bring coaching to different people earlier on in their careers and not wait until they are at that point of either misery in their current role or when they're in the C-suite and they usually get offered coaching. And so that was really what the idea for Ama La Vida was, to help people find that work that they love sooner and not resolve themselves to being unhappy in their careers. But it took a long time for me to eventually have that materialize into a business that I pursued full time.
I'd say that's quite inspiring. And thanks for sharing some of those details per your journey and what led you to pursue your coaching business full time. Now, what would you say has been the hardest obstacle as an entrepreneur so far, assuming you've had a couple?
Oh gosh, how much time do we have? I mean, there's different aspects to it, I guess, you know, from a business perspective, but also personally. So I'd say from a business perspective, you know, both my partner and I, our former consultants, were really strong operators and will be phenomenal at running our business once it's 500 or 1,000 employees. But neither of us came from a marketing and branding background. And so we really, I think, underestimated how critical that was, especially being a consumer-facing business. And so I think for us, it's really been how to continue to leverage our strengths and the things that we are really gifted at while supplementing that with people who really are strong in marketing, getting our brand out there and making people aware of what Ama La Vida can do to help them. You know, it's not just about helping people know, okay, pick us as your coaching firm over another one. There are so many people out there who are just like me, who don't even know that coaching is an option for them or can help them solve their problem. And so we have a lot of education to do and a lot of work to do to really get the word out there on that. So I think that's been a huge challenge, but we're making our way there one day at a time. And then, of course, there's a personal aspect to it. I mean, your business consumes your life in a lot of ways when you're an entrepreneur. And so those things aren't really segmented. It's all intertwined. So I wasn't, you know, in the later on when I was working in startups and actually left to go full time, it wasn't that I disliked my job and it wasn't that I was just between opportunities and figured, hey, I'll just give this a shot. I walked away from a stable salary and a job that I loved to pursue this vision. And, you know, that was difficult financially. It was difficult, you know, personally, on my marriage, on my relationships. And so, you know, that's been a journey in and of itself as to how I navigate that and still have healthy relationships while dedicating what my business needs to be successful.
Certainly a lot we can learn from your input there. Thanks for that. Now, what is the most rewarding part, flipping the coin there, what is the most rewarding part about being an entrepreneur?
Yeah. For me, what drew me to entrepreneurship and what I love about it is the whole idea of creating something from nothing. I'm inherently a builder. I wasn't the entrepreneur that had 10 million businesses since I was 8 years old. That's not me, but I was always the person who wanted to see how big I could make something or see if I could make something a little better today than it was yesterday. And I think that's really what I love and what continues to propel me forward even through all of those challenges. So for me, that's things like seeing my clients who were really unhappy in their jobs, land a job they love, and on top of that, making a lot more money than they were previously. When we get those emails that are like, I did it, or we did it, those things light me up. And then I think similarly with my team, I'm, you know, running the business and I'm not necessarily interacting with our clients every single day, like our coaches are, but I am working with our team. And so to see them have the opportunity to work at a company that they enjoy, or the friendships and relationships that are built that wouldn't have existed if Alma LaVita didn't exist, that to me is really rewarding.
Absolutely there. Today we're joined by Nicole Wood, the CEO and co-founder of Alma LaVita, an innovative career life, health, and leadership coaching company located in Chicago, Illinois, with a mission to help people love what they do here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tell us, Nicole, what sets Alma LaVita apart from other coaching businesses in the space?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it's an important one to ask because it's a really noisy marketplace. The coaching industry is unregulated. So tomorrow, if you wanted to be a coach, you could stand up a website or an Instagram account and say, today I'm a coach. And there's no legal requirement that prohibits you from doing so. And so it's really important for the consumer to be educated when they're seeking out coaching for themselves. So to start with, all of our coaches are trained and accredited through an International Coach Federation accredited coach training program. So that's just table stakes for us that our coaches are all properly trained and then go through our own rigorous training and methodologies before they work with clients. Another really big piece and something that my partner and I really wanted to bring from our corporate and consulting experience is just a lot of rigor and process that we found was missing from the coaching world. So a lot of the times a coach will say, it'll be 12 sessions, it'll be X number of dollars, let's do it. And you don't really know what's going to happen in those 12 sessions or what you're getting for your money or what the return on this investment is. And so what we wanted to do was have a really clear defined process that anyone can understand. While of course it's unique to each person's journey, everyone's career transition looks different, everyone's leadership journey looks different, but you know what's going to happen in each session so that you can feel really confident in what lies ahead when you start working with us, and we measure those progress and results along the way. And the way that we do that, which is probably the biggest differentiator for us versus other coaching companies, is through our e-coaching technology. So we built a software system that mimics the experience of working with a coach. So in between your sessions with your actual coach, you'll complete modules in our e-coaching software where you can do a lot of reflection on your own time, where you can get your thoughts out on paper. It will help you reach insights and conclusions. And that way you're really getting the most out of those sessions with your coach. They're not asking you that high level stuff, get to know you stuff. They're really digging into, because they've already seen all of your work, where do I need to challenge this person? Where are they still stuck? How do we move forward? What's the accountability that I need to bring? And so you're really maximizing that time and getting more for your money.
Tell us the exciting news. We heard you are opening up a storefront for Alma LaVita. Can you share more details? What led you to opening a storefront? That's quite interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds a little counterintuitive, probably for a coaching company and even in the very tech-driven world that we're in. But it was really important to us that we are having a strong presence here in Chicago. We're opening it in the Lakeview neighborhood because our bigger vision is actually a lot more than just being a really great coaching company. We want to be the place where adults go for happy. That's what Alma LaVita means. It means love life in Spanish, and that's what we help people do. Right now, that's largely driven through coaching, but in the future, that could mean a lot more things, and we're even moving in that direction in 2020. So things like we'll have desks space for our clients to come in and work on their e-coaching modules or work toward their goals in a quiet area. We'll have in-person coaching booths where you can meet with your coach and do those sessions in person if that's your choice. We have a lot of different educational events that are free for the community and some that are free just for our members. We have a book swap, all different sorts of things to help you, what we call always be bettering, and really have that hub where there's like-minded people, other coaches who are on this journey to improve themselves in their lives.
Well, I certainly love the idea, and this is fabulous, and I'd love to get an update on how the storefront is doing, say, 6 months to a year from now for sure. As we conclude, anything else you'd like to add about your goals for 2020? And Amala Vita, would love to hear some info on that.
Yeah, so we're really pumped about the office space. So definitely if you're in the Chicago area, stay tuned for that. That will be opening in February. But besides that, we've really become known for and really perfected our career and leadership coaching. And in 2019, we did a bit of a soft launch actually around a whole new practice that we're building around health and wellness. You cannot be successful in your career if your health is not in a good place, if you're not physically and mentally feeling really well. And so all of those things are intertwined. So to really love your life, that had to be something that we also provided. And so going into 2020, we're really investing in this health and wellness coaching practice. We're bringing in some of the most talented health and wellness coaches in Chicago and in the nation that focus in some really specialized areas. So things from body confidence to your gut health and how you, the foods you eat, nutrition, and how that fuels you, because all of those different things help you be successful, help you love your life. And so you've trusted us with your career and leadership, and now we really want to help people with their health and well-being.
Well, I'm sure those that are tuned in would like to know where they can go online and learn more about Amala Vita and take advantage of your services as well. Where's the best place online to get more information?
That would be on our website, which is just ALV, as in Amala Vita, coaching.com, or on any of the social media channels at ALV Coaching.
And that is easy enough. Again, Nicole, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us on behalf of Amala Vita here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Nicole Wood, the CEO and co-founder of Amala Vita, an innovative career, life, health, and leadership coaching company located in Chicago, Illinois, with a mission to help people love what they do. And for further details, visit alvcoaching.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.